Thank you for listening to Sumner Communications Internet Podcast Series, where independent retailers receive the latest industry trends, company updates, product news, and marketing strategies. I'm Jess Zarel, Associate Editor for Independent Retailer Magazine and IndependentRetailer.com. Joining me today is Andrew Wren of Wren Solutions. So, just to get started, for retailers who are debating whether it's better to use security packaging or to focus more on employing surveillance equipment, what do you find are some of the advantages and disadvantages associated with both?
Well, packaging has one unique advantage in that it can be very targeted. So it's an item-level deterrent, and that is something that can secure and control a specific product. Mm-hmm. Now, the frustration factor of customers is the big con there. So having, in some cases, having to have an associate unlock a cabinet or deal with getting a tag off at the register oftentimes do frustrate customers. A video is kind of the opposite of that. The pro is that it's non-intrusive to customers, typically. It also has the benefit of multi-use within the retail organization. So beyond loss prevention, we're seeing more around operations and merchants leveraging some of the video. But one of the big cons is you lose some of that targeted approach at the SKU level or the product level. One of the interesting things that we've started to see is kind of a combination of the two. So video that is much more targeted, it is a shelf level type of surveillance solutions. So it really is a deterrent and helps from an investigative perspective as well. So there's a real benefit to the retailer, and it minimizes that intrusion to the customer. So that's an interesting kind of combination of the best of both of those worlds.
No customer likes to feel as though the product that they want is out of reach, but no retailer wants to be too nonchalant about security. So with this in mind, how can retailers really make customers feel welcome and give them access to those vulnerable products without elevating the risk of theft?
Well, this is the age-old discussion of loss prevention versus sales prevention. And depending on which side of the retailer you sit, you have a different opinion. But we think the biggest thing is certainly to ensure that those high-risk products are placed properly. So that is largely around high-traffic, high-visibility areas, making sure that if we are going to have something that is unsecured, that we understand the risk and that it is able to be monitored, taking more standard inventory, different instead of a full cycle count, do some spot checking, helps us to also make sure that we're able to do some things with having product accessible to customers but not be at such a high risk. And then also awareness. So it behooves everyone to be aware that this is a problem that retailers are taking it seriously.
And as you said in your article, poor customer service can actually drive customers elsewhere. But how would you describe good customer service, and what can retailers instill in their employees to help build customer loyalty?
Well, I think service is the key. Sometimes associates lose sight of the fact that their job is about helping to support and service that customer as he makes a purchase in that organization. So being knowledgeable, or being able to find the answer if they don't know, being helpful and friendly, some of the basic people skills that help elevate that service level. And then I think one of the biggest things that we hear about is if we're able to instill a sense of pride in the job and the company, that will lead to, you know, making sure that people are proud of where they work and they're cleaning their areas and things. Everybody takes some action and responsibility for enhancing the brand. That leads to engagement and really driving that service and reducing some of the loss potential as well.
And can you give me an example of maybe some excellent customer service that you've observed recently?
I can. I recently was shopping for some home improvement supplies and, like many, was perhaps struggling with the right solution to pick up and was greeted pretty quickly. Well, it was apparent that I was needing some help. I was engaged. That person actually didn't know the answer, but they took it upon themselves to find someone who did. That really showed me that they were monitoring the situation, they were aware of where their customers were, and they were able to reach out and help me.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for all of these tips. I'm sure that our listeners are going to enjoy listening to them. I also saw that you're going to be at the 11th Annual Virginia Retail Loss Prevention Conference on September 6th coming up. Would you like to say anything about that?
Yeah, we'd love if anyone is in the area to certainly stop off and see our team. We'll be there, and we've got a lot of things we'd be happy to discuss and love to just meet new people and dialogue about current events and different problems in the business that we might be able to help solve.
Well, thank you again, Andrew. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.